Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity to be here this morning. I'll go ahead and get started. As I was introduced, I'm Christina Tice. I have no financial or other disclosures for this presentation. Again, probably this audience is already aware of this, and if you weren't, it was just presented in the presentation preceding mine. Among older adults, fall injuries are a leading cause of morbidity, mortality, tremendous cost. We know that more than one in three older adults fall each year. They're a primary cause of hip fractures and traumatic brain and other types of injuries. Beyond the injuries themselves, we know that falls actually have long-term consequences in terms of a decline in functional abilities, which can result in restriction of activities and limitations in people's lives and abilities to engage in their lives and even perform activities of daily living and other types of self-care. We know that the direct medical costs of falls are approximately $30 billion annually in that older adult population, and that a major risk factor for falls is poor neuromuscular function. We also know separately that poor neuromuscular function is very common in adults with arthritis who may have additional instability problems that can contribute to falling. The study purpose of the information that I'm presenting to you today is to assess the state-specific prevalence of falls and fall injuries among adults 45 years or older with and without doctor-diagnosed arthritis, with the expectation that arthritis itself will be an additional risk factor for falling. Our data source was the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. Alberto just described this a little bit. It's a random digit dialed landline and cell phone survey. It added the cell phone survey component in 2011, so if you knew it previously as a landline-only survey, it has changed its methodology somewhat. It's representative of non-institutionalized adults age 18 years or older for the 50 United States and DC. The definition that we use as our case-finding definition for arthritis that has been examined and found sufficient for public health surveillance purposes is, have you ever been told by a doctor or other health professional that you have some form of arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, gout, lupus, or fibromyalgia? And as much as clinicians often cringe when they hear this question or they read this question, it does actually have reasonable validity for what we're trying to do, and it's especially sensitive and specific in the older adult population. The definition for falls that we used from the 2012 BRFSS survey was, in the past 12 months, how many times have you fallen? There is additional context for that. For the respondent, by a fall we mean when a person unintentionally comes to rest on the ground or another lower level, and we categorize those as zero times or one or more times. For fall injury, among those who reported at least one fall, they were asked how many of these falls caused an injury, and the context for that was by an injury, we mean the fall caused you to limit your regular activities for at least a day or to go see a doctor. So we've produced weighted prevalence estimates with 95% confidence intervals using the sampling weights provided in the BRFSS survey to account for the complex sample design, non-response, and undercoverage. We did a sensitivity analysis examining the prevalence of falls among adults age 45 to 64 years old and also adults 65 years or older. And as Alberto just presented, falls in that middle-aged adult age group are understudied and under-recognized in the literature. We saw an approximately equal proportion of falls among both of these age groups. For the analysis that we did, we went ahead and combined both of those groups. There's an additional analysis that my team is working on that's actually looking at these groups separately to try to add more to the literature about what is going on in that underserved, underrecognized, middle-aged age group. At CDC, we often present age-adjusted estimates so that our states can make comparisons with each other, but also non-standardized estimates so that there's a better sense of what's going on in their own state for public health planning purposes. So the results that I'm going to show you are age-adjusted to the 2000 U.S. standard population. However, they affected the estimates not at all. Everything was almost identical. If you're interested in state-specific results, either the crude estimates or the age-adjusted estimates. I do actually have a web link where you can get those for every state and DC, so feel free to contact me afterwards. The median age-adjusted state prevalence of falls and fall injuries was clearly higher among those with arthritis for a single fall, for two or more falls, and also for fall injury. The median age-adjusted state prevalence of falls and fall injury by arthritis status is presented here to look specifically at one or more falls. So we just saw one, two, and fall injury, and this is one or more fall and fall injury again. This map is to show the prevalence of one or more fall in the past 12 months among U.S. adults who are 45 years or older by their arthritis status. The map on the left side indicates those who reported doctor-diagnosed arthritis, and the map on the right shows those with no arthritis. You can tell just from looking at these maps based on the colors, which are noted in the legend below, that falls are much more prevalent among adults with arthritis. Virtually across the country, we don't really see a pattern in falls the way you sometimes see in stroke and heart disease. We sometimes see a little belt or a region that has a particular high proportion of some other chronic conditions or risk factors. In falls, what we see is that among those with arthritis, the prevalence of falls is very high across the entire country. And then there's a much lower proportion of falls among those without arthritis, also across the country without a very clear regional pattern. This next slide shows two additional maps presenting the prevalence of fall injury among those with and without arthritis. The map on the left shows individuals with arthritis who reported an injury from at least one of their falls. The map on the right shows individuals without arthritis. This map is a little bit more dramatic, I think, as far as the colors that you see. It's so pale, indicating a low report of injuries among those without arthritis in the map on the right, and there's a much higher concentration of fall injuries among adults with arthritis, as you see in the map on the left. Again, there doesn't seem to be a huge regional pattern, and we do see a much higher concentrated proportion of injuries among adults with arthritis across all states. So I've apparently stolen my thunder from the next concluding point. In all states, adults age 45 years or older with arthritis had a significantly higher prevalence of falls and fall injuries compared to those without arthritis. While my program is specifically focused on arthritis, we don't want to lose the message that falls and fall injuries are quite common among all middle-aged and older adults, and it's a prime target for intervention development. We also found that with future increases in older adults and the increasing prevalence of arthritis, particularly among older adults, there's additional need to develop interventions that are effective for falls prevention in the population of people with arthritis and without. I think some of my colleagues are talking more specifically about effective interventions, but we do know that exercise or physical therapy that improves gait, exercise and activities that improve balance and lower body strength can all be important in decreasing falls and therefore injuries and negative effects that would result from them. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors on this report and also to thank Dr. Vavreck for the invitation and for all of you for being here this morning. Thank you.